Some very tough weeds have entered the state of Wisconsin. We're visiting today with Vince Davis, Department of Agronomy, University of Wisconsin Extension in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, Madison, Wisconsin, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. Vince, we have some very tough weeds out there. What's going on?
The biggest challenges we have that are new to the state are pigweed species, particularly water hemp and Palmer amaranth that we're seeing a lot more of. And water hemp has been in the state for quite a while, but hasn't been all that problematic, where Palmer is actually a newer weed to Wisconsin, but has been very problematic to production systems in the south.
What's new about these two weeds?
The biggest thing about these two weeds is they develop herbicide resistance fairly quickly, and once they have herbicide resistance, they're very competitive in crop production situations. And right now we have confirmed recently both multiple populations of water hemp that is resistant to glyphosate or Roundup, as well as a population of Palmer amaranth in Dane County resistant to Roundup.
What kinds of things can a farmer do to minimize these issues?
There's a number of things to integrate the system, like crop rotation and incorporating tillage where appropriate, but the number one thing we need to do is change up the herbicide chemistries so we reduce the selection pressure on these populations.
Vince, where are these resistant weeds located in the state so far?
So far, Palmer amaranth is a fairly new addition to the state, and our first confirmation was in Dane County in 2013. And last year in 2014, we found some additional fields in Iowa County. So far, that weed has only been confirmed in Iowa County and Dane County. Water hemp, on the other hand, is becoming quite widespread throughout the state. Actually, the two counties we have confirmed populations with glyphosate resistance is in Pierce County and Eau Claire County, but we are investigating multiple populations from all over the state to also have resistance to both glyphosate and PPO inhibiting herbicides.
And when you say these weeds can take over a field fast, how fast do you mean?
One female plant can produce almost 1 million seeds. In just a couple short years, they can really go from being a handful of escapes in a field to being very, very widespread.
Vince, if people need more information, what do they do?
The best thing to do is visit a website called takeactiononweeds.com. So takeactiononweeds.com, and there are many fact sheets there to help with the management of these weeds and other resistant weed species.
We've been visiting with Vince Davis, Department of Agronomy, University of Wisconsin Extension in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.